Hi, I'm Sean Smith, filling in for Roland Jacopetti this morning on Sonoma Spotlight. Today in the studio, I have Brian Griffith, music director here at KRCB, MC, and consulting board member for the Petaluma Music Festival. How's it going today, Brian?
Hey, Sean, how are you?
Good. So why don't you tell us a little about this year's festival?
Well, this is the 11th annual Petaluma Music Festival. It always takes place the first Saturday of August at the Sonoma Marin Fairgrounds in Petaluma. And it's a fundraiser for the music programs in all of the Petaluma area public schools.
Oh, that's awesome. Can you give us a little bit about the history of the festival?
Yeah, as I said, it started 11 years ago, downtown Petaluma. It's moved to the fairgrounds several years ago. We bring a whole bunch of different bands in. We have four different stages. It's always family friendly. Kids under 12 have always been free. Kids in the teenage years can get a discounted ticket at the gate. So we really recommend that families come because it's always been a family friendly festival because we're raising money for the kids.
Nice. Sounds like a good day. So can you just share some of your best memories from the festival?
One memory in particular, Booker T. Jones was the headliner, and it was 105 degrees in Petaluma that day. And if you've ever been to the fairgrounds, you know that they have a large stage with a grassy area out in front. Well, no one would sit on the grass because it was so hot. So Booker T.'s playing, and the whole grassy area is empty, and everybody's sitting in the shade in the trees way off behind the grassy area. It was a lot of fun, but people still had a great, great time.
Sounds like a good time there. What kind of vendors can the patrons expect?
There's food, there's Lagunitas beer, there's wine, there's a merch table, there are clothing vendors and jewelry vendors, and it's all, as I said, dedicated to family fun.
Nice. And what are some of the bands that we'll be playing?
Well, we've got 15 bands on four stages this year. Headlining is Railroad Earth. We have our good friends, the Brothers Comatose, and I love when they play because Ben and Alex and Morrison, the brothers in the Brothers Comatose, actually grew up in Petaluma and went through the music programs in the schools. Rainbow Girls are playing, Danny Click and the Hell Yeahs, Sam Chase and the Untraditional, from Hawaii, Ron Artist II and The Truth. We have Mike Saliani Band, the Koffis Brothers, and many, many more. Royal Jelly Jive, one of my favorites, will be playing
awesome.
As well.
Awesome. I was just about to ask, who are you looking forward to seeing the most this year?
Well, I always love Royal Jelly Jive, and I always love the Brothers Comatose. And I've never seen Railroad Earth or Ron Artis. I heard that Ron Artis is a pretty amazing live act.
So do you guys try and book like more local acts here? Or
It's a combination of the both. We try to get people who are familiar with local bands to come in, but we also bring in touring headliners.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. We've had Jackie Green, the Mother Hips, all sorts of folks that have come through.
Nice.
It's fun. It's a whole day's worth of family-friendly fun, and it's for a good cause. We're hoping that by the end of the day Saturday, we will have exceeded $300,000 that we've given to the public schools for their music program.
Wow. Congrats on that.
It's well worth it.
And so you keep saying it's kid-friendly. Are there any activities specifically?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole kids area, you know, bouncy houses and arts and crafts and fun stuff for them to do. So, yeah, it's lots of stuff for the kids to do.
Now, are you okay with adults going in those bouncy houses?
If they want to. I personally wouldn't without a lot of Purell. You don't know what kind of germs. Anyway, you can get tickets in advance at PetalumaMusicFestival.org or you can buy them at the gate.
Awesome. I've been Sean Smith, filling in for Roland Jacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Have a nice day.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Jacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host, Wendy Nicholson, producer, and Steve Birch, engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous editions of Sonoma Spotlight are available at our website at radio.krcb.org/rss.